Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Marion
Cotillard.
That's right. You're good with that. She's a 3-5 manifesting generator on the right angle cross of service and the quarter of duality, fourth color, right fixed, single definition, conscious 4323 to this unconscious 2034. But then the sacral down to the root through the 4253, which is unconscious, with the 42 is conscious, and that 952 unconscious, also with the 9 conscious, and then that 1858 that's all unconscious with the 18 also conscious.
She's insatiable. I just can't keep up with her. And single definition, I mean, look at this.
Everything but the 25-1 in that open G is all integrated. She is a force of nature.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, just, the single definition, but then keynoting it, the insatiable determination to structure the development of her busyness. And it's like all working as one, open solar plex, of course, so... You know, no agenda there emotionally, can be very just cool, cold open G center. I mean, what we've seen in so many actresses, actors.
Well, she has the mark of the great actor because of the open G and the open solar plex. Her parents were actors. She says, I don't think you learn how to act. You learn how to use your emotions and feelings. And my first teacher was my mother. And then I worked with my father, who helped me to find in myself all those emotions and how to play with the emotions. Well, we can see it's everything that's around her. And then with the open G, it's really the character. And, you know, she's most famous at this point for playing Edith Piaf, right?
Did she win an Oscar for that?
She certainly did. She won the César for that. She says, it took over my life. I even dreamt about Piaf. Uh-huh. I had some night meetings, 7 months of my life, for the greatest pleasure I ever had doing my job. But I think that's the other thing that we see about her, is this ability to be someone else in such a magnificent way, with this focus and concentration, this insatiability to really make it the way it needs to be. But then, you know, this kind of freaky, I mean, it's got this little flair to it, I think, with them. Because the only conscious channel is that 4323.
Right, and that's the nodes. So the world she sees, you know, it's not so much, you know, the world she was born into, I think, was this acting family, this, in a way, artificial, you know. And what does she have here? The 20th gate first line, the superficial personality carried to an art form, you know.
Right.
Now, 56 gate second line, it's in detriment, but, you know, it's a genius for stimulating expression. And 56 6, she also has, which is honesty in expression. So it just carries, but it's a knack for doing it, for expressing it, this individual kind of freaky, you could say, individual characterization.
Right, but also this logic and judgment, she's actually, and she says it herself, I have a tendency to often share the point of view of the conspiracy theory. And she actually got in trouble after she won her Academy Award because they published these comments that she had made about 9/11. You know, it was that, you know, maybe that was a conspiracy. How could those two buildings fall down, right? She actually questions whether people walked on the moon, that it's documented, but that she says, you know, I don't believe all they tell me, that's for sure. And it's like, you know, that's really, I think, in some ways, who she is, with this cross, this 18-3, with her personality sign. It's like, she's just not taking anything at face value.
Right, well, you know, 29th gate, fourth line in detriment, directness, which, in detriment, can offend people, you know, just making this expression, you know, this honesty, which is, oh, don't really tell us how you feel, please. We need to be artificial and politically correct.
She was quick to apologize because, you know, she had just been really embraced by the you know, the American
establishment,
people, well,
right.
especially the American people, because of the Academy Award and having finally really seen her in this movie. I mean, she was very well known in France and had, you know, done
Right.
a lot of 20 movies there, right? But this was really, you know, the first that a lot of people even knew of her. And so she was quick to apologize for these things that she said. And
Right,
but I just think that's in her nature to be very skeptical. In, you know, extremely skeptical.
Right. Well, you know, she's still in the South Node part of her life. She's 35.
Right,
right. You know, and you see, well, where's she moving to when she's 40 is to when to share these insights, you know? And
well, she's a 3-5 also,
right?
So, you know, that third line, you
so
know.
Trial and error,
a
right.
little trial and error here.
And, you know, all electromagnetics are unconscious below the throat.
Well, no electromagnetics. It's all unconscious, really.
You know,
there's it's just, you know, she really, it's an interesting design because in some ways she really can't get, you know, in her own way. I mean, that she's just really moving through her life, right?
Very busy.
Very busy, you know, very skeptical, very focused, very concentrated, going through, you know, these various cycles and...
Yeah, determined, and it's focused on the details and correcting them. And, you know, that 18th gate, she has it three times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is challenge authority. This
mm-hmm.
is, you know, and the 45th gate. Where's that first line?
Right.
You know, so this is a person that, you know, can challenge authority. Now, 18th 6, I guess, is good for her because Workham, what is... Oh, wheel spoiler, they pat her on the head. Oh, she didn't know
well,
what she
I
was
think
saying.
That's probably one of the reasons that, you know, not only was she quick to apologize, but that it was accepted.
She was forgiven.
She was forgiven. You know, it's right. like, you know, she just was a little, you know, we'll accept that.
She was giving
her.
Us one impression that she had. A possibility of choices in this, you know, and 50th gate, third line, you know, oh, I can align with protective forces and stuff. And, you know, I think, you know, for her career and things like that, I mean, you have to have these considerations. I think she could coldly, with her no activations in her solar plex, assess what it is that's going to help her, you know.
Well, you know, it's interesting because really the break that she got was with, you know, playing Piaf. I mean, all these actresses wanted it. She was actually chosen unseen, didn't audition anything because of her eyes looked like Edith Piaf. That was
that
why
was...
they wanted her. The guy said her eyes reminded him of Edith Piaf. She actually said she would have been a singer if she hadn't been an actress. That was the breakthrough. I mean, from that, she really now is at this international level, you know, playing in
well,
Inception.
We've seen her in a couple,
she was in
right.
Inception. She was in Nine. You know, I mean, she's at that level now. And obviously has also worked with her accent.
Well, let's face it. She has charisma, you know,
and
she has a third gate, fourth line, which is charisma.
Mm-hmm.
It can also be demands, you know, that this isn't, I don't see this as some easy person to work with.
Well, I think, you know, it's just like we're saying, she's a force of nature. She's, you know, whatever it is that she's going to get herself involved in, she's going to be full bore there. And I think, yes, in a way she can be a bit abrasive.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's kind of the whole idea of the cross, right? The correction of the archetype,
right?
It's like, you know, here she is, you know, in some ways showing how a woman, right, can really be strong and go after, you know, a life again that interests her to, you know, to be an actress and to be involved at this level. So, you know, people are going to give her some ground. And she's a 3-5, so she's definitely got to learn,
right, making...
you know, how a little bit of trial and error here.
Right, adaptability, you know, to...
But also that third line, that, I mean, that's like, that's, talk about bumping into something. Oh, yeah, your eyes look like Edith Piaf.
Right.
I think, you know, we'll put you in here. And, you know, she obviously was so obsessive
right.
about her research that, you
Oh
know.
yeah, determined. I mean, that look at the formats, just going through the cycles, and really with that open G, able to enter into this character, which
Completely.
what we've seen with a lot of actors and actresses with this open G is their difficulty comes in getting free of the role, not in assuming the role. The environment there, there's so much right there. And I think a person with this kind of energy, I mean, you could say thankfully the 4323, that mental definition, which gives her, I think, a steadiness, of structuring and an insight into maybe her own process.
Well, she's just, you know, even, I mean, because these three of these centers that are open have no activations
Right.
in them at all, right? There's only that 25 that's really looking
Right.
for the
And in a
51,
sense, I guess
you
really
know?
helps her too with this
Right.
bullying nature. Oh, she's
She's so
okay.
innocent. She doesn't really know what she's saying, you know?
Well,
That's hard.
Teresa, I think we just have run out of time once again.
Oh, well.
What to do? So say goodnight, Teresa.
Good night, Teresa.